Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. This is the last one for the month of February in 2021. We welcome Matt of the Canadian band As We Suffer. The band will be debuting their album in April. He talks about their latest single, The Fallen Pillar, which has a concept just like the album. That and a whole lot more coming up next on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance.
Sensor.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Calm.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telling you.
Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Covering.
Go.
Capcom.
Go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I really appreciate the love and support. And once again, another episode of The Roman Show. I am your host, Rodolfo Roman. And we will welcome in just a few Matt of the Canadian band As We Suffer. The band will be releasing their debut album titled The Fallen Pillar, which is named after the single that's released right now. And it has a very cool concept that Matt really elaborates and really makes us understand as he joins us a little later here on the program. But let's give out some special thanks to some of our good friends at Fusion CBD. You hear me talk about it all the time. If you suffer from any pain or any muscle aches, Fusion CBD will help you with that. Head on over to FusionCBDProducts.com to purchase your favorite CBD product from Fusion. And Manscaped. Oh, Manscaped. To trim the hair of your balls, the best thing to use, the best tool is Manscaped. Head on over to manscaped.com and purchase your lawnmower today. Use the promo code TheRomanShow. And after you shave your balls, you have to keep them smelling good. So what do you get? Well, a bottle of ball wash. Head on over to ballwash.com and purchase your bottle today. Use the promo code TheRomanShow. All right. Well, let me just take a sip of my coffee here as I record this morning. And I hope, again, that you guys are having a wonderful weekend. You guys are staying safe. Of course, we're about to reach 500,000 people dead because of the coronavirus. Well, to all those naysayers, it's a true thing. I can attest to it. I have a friend who had coronavirus, and how crazy it is. I went to the gym and I encountered him for about, I don't know, a minute. We both wore masks. I came out negative. Thank God for that. But he went to the hospital. He had pneumonia. And this friend of mine, it seems like he's doing okay. He's going to be all right. But just scary to think that, mind you, he's not even, maybe he might just turn 40. But it's a scary situation. And it shows to you how real of a disease or an infection and virus this thing is that could really wipe you out. A young guy like that sent him to the hospital because of pneumonia. And we all know pneumonia kills. We've lost some mixed martial artists due to pneumonia. And young people. And because of corona, as you know, it brings out those things that are in you that can wipe you out. So just take care of yourselves, guys. Don't pretend like it's a party out there yet. We're not out of the woods. Yes, the numbers are going down. But the virus is alive and well. So just do your best to not get this thing, because we don't know what the result will be for those who have had the coronavirus, say in 10 years or 20 years, as we know that it impacts your lungs. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather not get it. Forget this herd immunity crap. I don't want it. All right. Let's talk some mixed martial arts. Last week, or the week before actually, Kamaru Usman successfully defended his title. And after that, he called out Jorge Masvidal. As you know, George and Kamaru faced off last year in Fight Island. It was a great bout. George took the fight on a 6-day notice, and it delivered. Now, what would change if George Masvidal actually had a full camp? Can he really, truly bring it to Kamaru Usman? George Masvidal stayed with Kamaru for 5 rounds. Could that be somewhat of the same thing if there was a part two? I'm sure Masvidal learned from that fight, just as Usman. So why not run it again? It makes the most sense to me, in my opinion. Although I would not mind seeing Masvidal versus Colby Covington with the winner taking on Kamaru Usman, since both Masvidal and Covington have some beef with each other. But either way, if Masvidal gets that title shot, then I'm all for it. It's an opportunity for us to really see what would happen if both fighters were to prepare properly for a fight of such magnitude. And can really Masvidal bring it to Usman? Is he all talk or he's just barking? Only one way to figure it out, and that's Kamaru Usman. Now, Kamaru afterwards started saying that he deserves some respect, that he doesn't really think he's received it as much as others, like maybe like a George St. Pierre, that how good he is. And to some degree, that is right. He defeated his opponents in a quite respectful manner. He defeated Gilbert Burns, Colby, Masvidal. You could put him in there, of course. So in his weight class, little by little, he is wiping out that division. I don't know how he would do if he were to bump up a weight class, or if he were to go down, if he's capable of doing that. But the guy is looking quite, there's no doubt in my mind, he's already a Hall of Famer as a welterweight champion. But, you know, is he top money-wise? Little by little, money-wise, I think he is getting that attention. But there's no doubt, as a mixed martial artist, he deserves the respect that he's calling for, that he's asking for. He's done a lot. He's defeated many fighters with a good record. And really, you would think that, oh boy, this might be the end for Kamaru Usman as champion. But no, he comes in and he makes it look easy. Just look at that Gilbert Burns fight. You know, there was a couple of times he got tagged and he overcame that and came out victorious. So why not give the credit to Kamaru Usman? Then they started saying that perhaps maybe a fight between Kamaru and George St. Pierre. That's a money fight. I would not mind watching that. However, would it be exciting? I don't think so. We all know how GSP fights. He loves to be on the ground. And Kamaru, the good thing about him is he likes to keep his opponent as much as he can on their feet, so they can go ahead and train blows. So if you really want to put it out there and to find out who the greatest of all time in that division is, sure. But I still prefer George and Kamaru, because I know both of these guys are going to bring it. And it seems like they just talk a lot of crap and they don't like each other. So it'll give us a fight. Derek Lewis defeated or knocked out his opponent Curtis Blaydes last night. Derek Lewis at one point was looking like he was about to lose. Blade looking sharp, clean, great shape. And all of a sudden, Derek continues on with knockouts in the heavyweight division. Almost up there as the king of knockouts in the UFC in general, approaching very, very closely to that number. And Derek Lewis afterwards stated that, you know, who would you like to fight? He thought about it. And he called out Stipe Miocic, who he has not fought. He has not fought. He did take on Francis Ngannou. Ngannou's going to take on Stipe. And we all know how that fight ended up. It was one of the most boringest fights of all time in UFC, hell, in mixed martial arts history. Derek Lewis did win by decision. But it was, I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance, just watch like 30 seconds of it, and that's pretty much the rest of the entire, I think it was a three round fight. That's it. That's all it was. So get an opportunity, get a chance, watch that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And we don't want to see that again. So why not pair him up with Stipe? Stipe has hands. And so does Derek. He likes knocking people out. So why not probably give him a title shot? Why not? Remember when he did get his title shot. He got it against Daniel Cormier. So he has not fought Stipe Miocic yet. It'd be a fun fight. And like he said, oh, great. It's another wrestler. He likes wrestlers. So why not? Give this guy an opportunity. Why not? The last time he received a title shot was back in 2018. So a couple of years now. And again, he's never taken on Stipe Miocic. Why not give him a chance? Depending on the outcome of Stipe and Tagano, of course. All right, guys. Well, with that being said, I'd like to welcome in Matt as of Aspies. Oh, before I continue, Love and Death. Man, Love and Death. You need to check out this band. This band is freaking awesome. It's actually formed by Korn Guitar's Brian Head Welch. They dropped their latest album just recently. And I got to tell you that entire album is awesome. It's not Korn, just so you guys can know. It's a completely different sound. And by God, it's so, so freaking good. Give it a listen, perfectly preserved. They also had an album back in 2013. And the new one just dropped back in on February 12th. And just every song is just so good. They also feature Lacey Strum in one of them, Keith Wallen, and Ryan Hayes. Give it an opportunity. Give it a chance. You will not be disappointed. It's such a great album. I'm telling you, I've been jamming to it all the time. And I've also been jamming to As We Suffer. Again, Matt joins us right now on the program to talk about their latest song or single, The Fallen Pillar. And in April, they will release their first album named after The Fallen Pillar. So check that out for yourselves. The Fallen Pillars drops in April. The single is out now. And hear the concept to this single. It's quite pretty interesting. Check it out. Matt of As We Suffer up next on The Roman Show. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on The Roman Show. And on the line, we have a new band all the way from Canada, As We Suffer, and Matt from the band joins us right now. Matt, thanks so much for your time. Hopefully you guys
are... Thanks so much for having me.
Cool. Hopefully you guys are keeping warm. I know that you guys are really cold up there in Canada this time of year.
You bet we are. Oh my God.
But a little metal will help you warm up. The Fallen Pillars, the single is out right now. The debut album will come out in April. It's dropping.
That's correct.
And that is the name of the album itself. So if you haven't had a chance out there tuning in right now, make sure you get a chance to do so. It's on right there on the website, theromanshow.com. Just click on the link and you can hear The Fallen Pillars just to get a little taste of what to anticipate when the full album drops in April. So Matt, let's talk a little bit about The Fallen Pillars. This is what you're giving us just to give a little taste. What can you tell me behind the lyrics behind? I know it have to do a little bit with the band itself, or tell me a little insight about it.
So the Fallen Pillars is a concept that a friend of mine came up with. And basically you take a belief or an idea and you envision in your mind a pillar. And then with that pillar, you basically envision yourself with something like a sledgehammer, and every hit to that pillar is a counter thought or a counter belief. And the idea is, if the idea holds true or the belief holds true, the pillar will stand. If not, the pillar will fall. And so this album is basically all about the untruths. So, so hence the title, Fallen Pillars.
Yeah, and I noticed too the cool artwork you had there with the pillars and this is like death.
Oh yeah,
behind it. And you, now tell me a little bit about the work, because you had some, is that a close friend that worked on this?
Yeah. We a guy named Chris. He's absolutely phenomenal. Chris Thomas. He's a local artist, and it was his first time doing something a little bit more dark. And I think he just nailed it. And he did the back art too. We have an entire different piece for the back of the album as well.
Mm. So with the Fallen Pillars, why did you guys decide just the album itself after this single title? Does it pretty much describe the whole concept of their album? Or is there a concept of the album?
Yeah, the whole thing is a concept album, each song representing a fallen pillar, if you will. So the things that are self-destructive in our society, the things that keep us down, all of the untruths, basically.
Now, you guys had some changes along the way. I was took noticing there that you were very vocal as far as you had some members that dropped originally. And
yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like you were just kind of like putting an ad out there. Hey, we're looking for some members. Come try out. During this whole pandemic, how did you guys were able to put that together?
Well, yeah, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy during the pandemic, especially, right? But one of our founding members, Jay, he left the band just for personal reasons, so we had to locate a new guitarist, and we're trying a guy out now. He's doing phenomenally. It's been an interesting thing doing music during a pandemic. We were fortunate enough to, you know, record an album during this time, but there's no touring, there's no, you know, we can't do anything to promote it beyond online, right?
Yeah, that in itself is challenging, but you were able to produce this entire album in its entirety during this pandemic. So I see that.
That's correct.
Was this DIY, or did you go to the record studio? Because I saw some images there of a Facebook. It seemed like you were at home.
No. So we worked with an amazing producer named Joe Lyko from Dark Moon Productions. He and Lisa, his partner, they are amazing. And we used them because we'd heard about them locally, like several times, and heard some of the stuff that he had produced, and it was always stellar, absolutely stellar. So his studio is in his home, but we did the drums at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
All the drums were done first, of course, and then everything else was done at his home studio.
Wow, that's good stuff coming together to put this record, as again, it's dropping in April. Now, As We Suffer, tell me the little bit of history of the name that in itself, and how did you guys just grab some new people or some new members of the band recently, the whole pandemic as you dropped some, but the whole concept of the band, how did it come about, and what was the motivation to put a band like this together?
We started out as a cover band back in 2017, and it was just a little thing to get us going with music. And eventually, we started writing our own stuff, and we had all been in high school bands, and we'd always had a taste for it. But then in 2018, we started taking it very seriously. And when our current drummer joined, Chris, he that was like mid-2018, I think it was May 2018, he presented us right away with the name As We Suffer. He's like, I really like this name. I can't believe it hasn't been used before. And I'm like, yeah, it does. It seems like an official name. And we did a whole, you know, democratic process of choosing the name. We each came up with a name. We voted, and As We Suffer won.
Wow, interesting stuff. So
yeah, sorry, I was going to say it's supposed to be a unifying name. We all suffer. So that's the idea of it.
Now, during this pandemic, of course, you're trying to put this stuff together, but when you're developing an album, of course, there's songs that you decide, okay, let's use this and let's try to keep the others. How much content or how much singles or music did you produce? Is there enough for a follow-up that you could just instantly revisit and drop another album, say, later this year or next year?
We dropped a couple of tracks from the album that just didn't sort of fit. Mm-hmm. We had a few I was quite fond of them, but they just didn't fit with the overall sound. We have enough material right now. Now, and this isn't even the stuff we dropped. This is all new stuff. Thanks in part to the pandemic, we have, we've almost got half of album two written. So we're going to probably be recording that in 2022.
So just fresh out. So was that content though? Will you revisit? Maybe make some changes in the sound or in the lyrics, but you kind of have it laid out.
Yeah. I mean, two of them actually we're reworking right now, mm-hmm. And we may even redo the third as well. So, I mean, they all had a fairly aggressive, heavy, and fast feel to them, which is, you know, part and parcel to what we do. Mm-hmm. But so I think we're going to probably rework them. We have one called Redacted that we're retweaking right now, and we'll probably.
Gotcha. Well, man, I want to thank you for your time, man. And again, As We Suffer, they dropped their debut album, The Fallen Pillars. In April, you can check out the single right now, available on your favorite streaming service, including Spotify and all the rest. You can head over to theromanshow.com. Just click on the link and you'll be able to hear the single. Matt, thanks so much, man. And when we're over with this pandemic stuff, I don't know about you, but I kind of had it with these virtual concerts. I want an actual physical concert where I could mosh pit and hit someone in the face.
Yeah.
But in the meantime...
Absolutely, man.
In the meantime, when you guys get on the road, we'd love to have you down here in Miami, Florida, and jam and tune out to the music, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much again to Matt of As We Suffer. Really appreciate it. Man, really excited. I don't know if you guys caught this, but this week NASA landed a rover in Mars, and they're out there researching for ancient life. How cool would that be to finally find out if we are not the only human or species in this galaxy or universe, right? We might get some details there. If indeed there is life elsewhere other than planet Earth. Or if there was, we don't know. Either way, that is awesome. Really into all that scientific stuff. Actually, I'm reading right now a great book by a professor from Harvard, Avi Loeb, Extraterrestrial, the First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. Talks about this quote-unquote comet that landed in Hawaii that he debates that it was not a comet, but it was something else from another world. So really good read. If you're into that stuff, I invite you to read that. Hey, John Moxley and Kenny Omega will be duking it out in a barbed wire death match in the Revolution pay-per-view next month in March. Some have given provided their opinion about this stuff, saying, what the hell is a death match? Well, Google it. It was very famous, very popular in Japan. There's explosions, there's barbed wire. I mean, essentially, it's mayhem. That's what it is. There is mayhem inside the ring. And after a certain amount of time, the ring explodes. Yes. It just caves in, caves down, boom, just like that. So they have a certain amount of time to wrestle until the ring collapses. And it's interesting, one quote that Terry Funk said, who was involved in a death match against Terry Funk. And he said that this is a way to wake up Vince McMahon. I agree, because AEW is doing something that I don't recall has ever been done in the United States. I could be wrong about this, but I don't recall ever seeing the WWE jumping in such a venture. Hell, the closest thing will probably be an Inferno match where Kane and Undertaker duked it out. But that is a whole different animal compared to this death match that's being advertised for March between John Moxley and Kenny Omega. And this is John Moxley's type of wrestling. He likes his stuff. And Omega, knowing that he wrestled a lot in Japan, he is familiar with this. It's going to be an interesting one, and to say the least, it's going to grab a lot of attention, in my opinion, because again, I don't remember there being a death match in the United States, and if it has, it's been a very, very long time. So quite excited for that match to see on pay-per-view as AEW delivers another pay-per-view. Not quite sure yet as far as the rest of the card. Not too thrilled, not too excited, but hell yeah, I am looking forward to that death match to find out what the outcome would be. Hey, and shout out to our good friend Danny Chavez. He came a little short last night in the UFC card against Gordon. Gordon clearly won that fight. But hey, Danny, keep your head up, man. I'm sure you've learned from your mistakes and you'll come back strong. There is no doubt that he has great potential. Other than that, everyone, I want to thank everyone tuning in on The Roman Show this weekend or this week or whenever you're listening. Thank you again for Matt of the band As We Suffer. And we will catch you next week right here on The Roman Show. Once again, if you haven't been on, you haven't been heard. Have a great week, everyone. Cheers.